Tristan dilate todo deseado.
October 5th, continued.
इसलिए उसके पद्य सभी का आत्मा उन्होंने बहुत सुंदर सुंदर पद्य रचे हैं जिसमें से कुछ चार सुंदर बतलाया. उन्होंने लिखा बंसी करानिपति धेनु करानिपति पतितं शिखण्डं भ्रष्टञ्च पीतमतनं ब्रजराजं यस्य कटाक्षतरघात् विमुच्यते तस्य तं राधिका पदर्शयामि सदा रसेन ये रस के ऊपर. ऐसे राधिका जी का मैंने रस पूर्वक रसपूर्वक माने गोपी मंजरी इत्यादि शक्ति के भाव में जो उनके भाव है उन भावों से उनकी कष्ट मान सकता है. साधक कह रहे हैं यहाँ कि मैं साधक हूँ मैं उसे कष्ट प्राप्त हूँ. यही है उन्होंने जैसा सदा विपसना चल के लोग जब तीन चरुष भावता पलकार प्रदान के पितम परस से पुत्र से खंड नमो है जैसा कथा पितर आया तत्के ही उमर. राधा जी ने जरा मान कर लिया है अहेतुक मान जैसे मान कर दिया. राधा जी ने मंजरियों को आदेश दिया किंकरियों को काला ही हमारे कुंज में प्रवेश न कर सके. यदि वहां आए तो वहां से उसको मना कर देना. आज तुम्हारे काले चीजों से कोई उसका संबंध नहीं है. जब कृष्ण आए तो गोपियों ने उनको कहा आज काला कोई भी चीज आप काले में आप नहीं जा सकते. बहुत काम पीछे कर रहे हैं प्रार्थना कर रहे हैं तो भी नहीं जानते. ऐसी किंकर ज्ञान का जितना महात्मा है जो कृष्ण को भी स्वयं भगवान को भी मना कर रही है कि राधिका के आदेश के बल पर उन राधिका जी का महात्मा कितना है. उनके कुंजों में झाड़ू देने के लिए एक सलाता भी झाड़ू का बन जाऊं एक सीट भी बन जाऊं संभव है. किंतु प्रश्न ये होता है चैतन्य चिंतामृत में जैसे और वो स्वामियों का चरित्र है इन्होंने क्यों की पढ़ने क्या कारण. दो कारण हो सकते हैं. साधारण कारण तो ये है लोकनाथ गोस्वामी सौगार्थ गोस्वामी और जिन्होंने चैतन्य चरितामृत रचना करने की तो आदेश दे और आशीर्वाद दिया किंतु एक शर्त पर वर्षा क्या इनका वर्णन नहीं करें अपनी प्रतिष्ठा नहीं जा सकते. एक तो साधारण कारण यह हो और दूसरा कारण प्रबोधानंद सरस्वती जी इस हरिवंश से बहुत कुछ मिलते थे उनके साथ बनाते और विभा वंश को प्रत्याग कर दिया. इसलिए उनके साथ रहने से गोस्वामियों ने यहां तक कि गोपाल भट्ट ने अपने ताऊ जी को चाचा को भी उनसे मिले नहीं होती. ये दूसरा गुप्त था हमारे श्रील प्रभुपाद जी ने उनके पुस्तकों का संग्रह करके प्रकार
Thank you. हरि ओम. सो श्रीपाद श्याम today we went to the Bhajan Stali and Samadhi of Sri Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. Of course, no one can completely describe such a person, but for our own purification and purifying our own tongue, we are trying to describe him. Actually, Sri Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur had taken initiation along with his whole family in the Sri Sampradaya. His brother, older brother was Vyantak Pada, and his son was Sri Gopal Bhatta. So Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami was the nephew of Sri Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. When Siddhartha Mahaprabhu went to South India, distributing mercy everywhere, he stayed there at Sri Rangam for the 4 months of Chaturmasya. By the mercy of Mahaprabhu and hearing his conceptions, Sri Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur gave up everything, including the Sri Sampradaya, and took shelter in Vrindavan. It's really the same mercy that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave in the heart of Sri Rupa Goswami, Vrindavaniyam Rasakalivasam Kaleva, Luktam Vidyashakti Vyapu. The same mercy that Mahaprabhu gave to Rupa Goswami by revealing the lost pastimes in the heart of Rupa Goswami, Mahaprabhu gave the same mercy to Sri Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. That thing which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed in the heart of Prabhupada Saraswati is searched after for great personalities like Buddha, Sukadeva, Vyas, Shankar, etc. So really, Sri Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur is a very special personality in our Sri Rupa Nugavaga. Uddhu, when he came to Vrindavan and saw the frame of the gopis, he prayed, Vande Nanda Vrajasriyam Patrakum Abhiksam. Sri Uddhu prayed to achieve the Puddhas of Srimati Radhika. There was Sanatana Goswami had described in his Brihad Bhagavatamrita what an exalted thing the Puddhas of Srimati Radhika is. In his description of the degrees of devotion, beginning from the Brahman who is washing the Shalagram, up to Prahlad, then to Shiva, then to the Pandavas, then to Uddhu. Uddhu, in the Bhagavatam, described the topmost goal is the attainment of the service and the feet of Srimati Radhika. And Sri Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, in his description, especially in Sri Radharas Sunidhi, has completely given this goal in a way which is free from any doubt and in a very easily accessible manner. One who reads or hears Sri Radharas Sunidhi can very easily understand and achieve that devotion which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give, which is Swabhakti Sriyam, the service of Srimati Radhika. Of course, all Sri Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur's verses are extraordinary, but just taking one, you can understand what is there. Rahodasyam tasya prishabhanu padhikuri yasya purna pranaya raga yati late kim darame kim usuragane kim chayishina kim shama priyaminano iti latacha kim. If one can achieve this Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur's thing, if one can achieve the service of the feet of Srimati Radhika, then there is nothing else to achieve. If that person completely rejects all goals offered by the paths of dharma, karma, the service of the different demigods, or yoga, what to speak of that? Even he has no need for the service rendered to Krishna by devotees like Sri Dham, Subal, Sri Krishna, or anyone else. What to speak of that? Even the service of Krishna, there is no necessity at all if one can get the service of Srimati Radhika. Therefore, in this word, kim dharma kim usuragana. The word kim means who, but in many places in Shastra, kim also is used as a way of decrying someone, means useless thing. Therefore, someone who has achieved that, they have such an exalted position, like Asila Bhakti Pragyan, Kesava Goswami Maharaj. What is Bhakti Pragyan? It means the most complete form of knowledge. What is that? That is devotion. To who? Keshav. Which form of Keshav? Actually, the glories of our Param Gurudev are not that he established Mayavad or destroyed Mayavad philosophy. That time in the Srimad Bhagavatam when Krishna came to decorate the hair of Srimadi Radhika, Krishna's hands were shaking, his body was shaking, he could not perform that seva. That time the Manjari, they pushed Krishna aside. Oh Krishna, you don't know anything. All you know is cow grazing. And they can straighten out the very curly and wonderful hair of Srimati Radhika. To someone who can perform that seva to Radhika, they can perform anything. Therefore, this is not extraordinary because he achieved the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Prabhu one day, Bhavupiya Dhanugraha. By the mercy of Mahaprabhu, one can easily become cross the ocean of Siddhanta, which is full of so many crocodiles and sharks. But by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one can find that most secret and confidential essence, which is that the service of Srimati Radhika. Therefore, one who achieves that seva, he has no need of the happiness offered by liberation, or even the happiness attained in the service of Dasya, Sakya, or Vatsali Ras. Therefore, Srila Guru Maharaj, he took that point and was going further. Actually, this seva is describing the seva of the Ragatmik Jan of Rajamandal, especially Kinkari, the servants of Srimati Radhika. And Sri Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, so many places describe the glories of that seva. Srimati Radhika, sometimes she becomes in maan, or in a mood of jealous anger. That maan has two types, hoitiki and hoitiki. So that time Sri Krishna, in order to please Radhika, he himself is falling at the Radhika and often venu karanipitam skarichan sikandam rastam sikita vatanam rajasuna. Krishna is offering his peacock feather, he is offering his flute, he is offering his pitamba, and finally Sri Krishna himself is offering his own head at the feet of Srimati Radhika. There you can imagine the position of the maidservants of Radhika. Yaki kadi sipahatu kalukata bhati. Srimati Radhika had put it, no black be allowed in my kunj. Therefore the maidservants of Srimati Radhika, they stand at the gate, and Sri Krishna himself comes and offered so many prayers to their lotus feet. Please let me in, please let me in. They are forbidden him. Therefore, you could imagine the glories of Srimati Radhika if even the maid servants of Radharani so much. Tathagata Thakur has prayed, if I could become one stick in that broom which sweeps the kunjas of Vrindavan, then my life could be successful. So, Srila Gurudev said two points, they could not understand one. But Gurudev said, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in a common sense, we see that the names of Lokanath Goswami, Bhugata Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami and others, their names are not directly mentioned. They're mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So the common, is it not desired on Pratishtha?
And second point, I do not
Guru Maharaj is someone who has to call on the Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Bhagavan Sri Krishna trying to make
Hare Krishna. The Gurudev told the second point. While the Prabhupada name is not explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, now Damodar Maan and Srimad Damodar Maharaj was absorbed from his Damodar Leela, so he could not pick up the second point. And he mentioned in scripture, Shyama Sundar Sukhanda Sekhara, that devotees are praying to Shyama Sundar, that give me the maidservantship of Srimati Radhika. And he's sitting next to Sam, he pick up all his points, but could not choose to pick up second point. He ordered me to explain the second point, and try at my level best to explain the second point. So, Gurudev told, as you know, Gopal Bhatta Goswami had one disciple named Hitharivamsa. Once, Hitharivamsa came to do pranam to his Gurudev in their Ekadasi and chewed betel nut. Gopal Bhatta Goswami asked, "Oh, you have chewed betel nut for Ekadasi? What shall I do? I offer to Thakurji. Shall I throw it?" Then asked them, "You offer to rice, dal, chapati, and beer? What do you think? I ate also?" Then Ekadasi day, they ate dal, chapati, etc. and betel nut. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami reject him for the disciples. But Prabhupada Saraswati, he should stay in that area and so much love and affection for Hitharivamsa. So other Goswamis, even including Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who is his own nephew, they will not talk with him for that reason. Gopal Bhatta Goswami's name is not explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sorry, Prabhupada Saraswati's name is not explained.
No.
He has been not explained about him. Yeah. Although his name is there, but his glory and history not explained by Sagaraj Goswami, it is Chaitanya Charitamrita. Hare Krishna, excuse me.
Thank you.